I really don't know what would be the difference between a bow and a pond. I just know that the word bow, and they have them in Arkansas.
It's
down by the bow.
Fascinating term, huh?
They went swimming in the bows. It's a very romantic term, don't you think?
Yes, yes it is. And it seems to me, you know,
I'm going to look that up in the encyclopedia.
Yeah, well, this is a regional question. It seems to me in Mississippi, the Delta, what they call a bow is a creek. Looks to me like it's running water. Rather than, it's a substitute word for creek.
Oh.
In Louisiana, they seem to be more narrow, not necessarily running water. It's a long, narrow pond. But
my idea would be that it was a still water. a small lake or something. That was my idea that I had drawn up myself, because I really don't know. But I've heard them, we went to Osceola a few weeks ago, and I wanted to go down to see the old driver place where my grandmother used to visit. And she spoke of the bows, and they said the bow is still there.
Uh-huh.
And now whether it's a still water or it's a creek, or I would love to have seen it, but I didn't get down there. Maybe
that's
next time I will and find out what they call a bow.
I crossed one not too far from here. So many, and I can't remember where it is. But it was named like a river or a creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the bridge. Different kinds of soil that come to mind.
Well, we have clay is a soil here, or you have a loamy soil.
What is the loamy soil?
Oh, it's what my folks will refer to as a loamy soil would be like in your new grounds. It's would be a rich, loose.
The texture.
Textures. They're black, very rich, loose soil, and then they refer to the down on the Mississippi, in the Mississippi bottom, which is a lowlands, farming lands down by the river, under the bluff, is black gumbo.
That's gumbo.
Black gumbo land.
Now, gumbo is not the same then as loam.
No, this black gumbo, this is a silt. Usually, when the river floods, it leaves a silt. The land stays very fertile and very rich. But when it's muddy and you walk in it, it grows on your feet. You know, just a sticky, you can't get rid of it, you know. Where in a loam, it would be a loose thing, but fall right off.
What is buckshot land or buckshot land?
Now, I'm not familiar with the term.
another thing that I've heard and like to find out more about, is there social significance attached to types of land? Would there be, and I don't know enough about it to ask a good question, but is there a difference between the white land and black land? Is there a kind of social significance to